For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. We are just a few days away from Christmas, where we will celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And in this season of Advent, with hope and faith and joy and peace, I remind you that we are also in a season of longing, a season of preparing, and a season of expecting. For we need to know this world is in a time of longing for Christ to come again to bring light to this world. We also need to know that we are in a time of expecting, not of what we expect of God, but what God expects of us. And we are also in a time of preparation, to prepare as we celebrate Christmas together. Let us pray first. Gracious and loving God, you know the words that come from my mouth, and I ask that they be acceptable in your sight. You also know the meditations and the thoughts that we have on our hearts, and we hope that they are pleasing to you. For you, Lord, are our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. Amen. So it is a time of fun and joy and hope and love and all those wonderful things. Yesterday it was really fun to hear the children's choir as they were practicing for the Christmas Eve service where they will sing four songs for us. The kids' faces were so joyful and they were great as they concentrated on Joanna as she was directing them. And we also had a nice small gathering at the English Christmas party yesterday. We had a really neat activity where we had special ornaments that said different words or names for Christ: Savior, King of Peace, Lord of All. And we read what those words meant, and there were short song verses that went with them as well. And today the youth group will gather for their annual Christmas party and gift exchange. They're doing a fun thing. Whosever name you drew in the Secret Santa list, you also drew a name of a song, and you had to match the gift to the song, whether it's Santa Claus is Coming to Town or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So we're going to see what the youth bring later for the Christmas gift exchange based on the Christmas song they drew. And also later at 1:30, all are invited to go Christmas caroling. Joanna is leading a group. They will start first at the church at 1:30, and then they'll walk in the community and sing Christmas carols and head to Grand Plaza Senior Center, where they will visit some of our seniors and sing Christmas carols to them. It is a joyful and wonderful time. And as we get closer to Christmas, I think our preparations for Christmas also become a little bit more hectic and frantic. Preparing is a time where you take steps to prepare for an event. You want your event to be so great and so wonderful that you do all these things to prepare for it. Think about this Christmas season and what have you been doing to prepare for Christmas? Have you decorated your homes? Have you bought Christmas gifts, whether online or in the stores? Have you invited relatives to join you for Christmas time? You do all these things for preparing. But the most important thing we have to remember is that we as Christians are also called to prepare for the birth of Christ as we will celebrate it together on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and Christmas Sunday after Christmas. Advent is a time for preparing as we celebrate the birth of Christ. Now, one thing that I always think about during the Christmas season is all those fun cartoons and shows they have on TV. In a way, it helps you maybe prepare for Christmas as well. And does everyone know the great infamous one, the Charlie Brown Christmas special? Do you guys all know that one? So if you remember Charlie Brown in the Christmas special, Charlie Brown is really actually frustrated at all the commercialization he sees happening around him. His dog, Snoopy, has decorated his doghouse and entered a Christmas house decorating contest, and I think wins first prize. His sister Sally asks Charlie Brown to write a letter to Santa for him, and she says in the letter to Santa, "It's okay to bring me tens and twenties," as her Christmas gift, meaning money. So Charlie Brown is really frustrated, is what is happening, and he's actually so frustrated that he becomes depressed during this Christmas season. So then he visits his friend Lucy, who has a little psychiatrist 5-cent sign up, and he tries to tell her about his depression and his frustration. And her advice to him is to get involved with Christmas. And she says, why don't you direct the school Christmas play, Charlie Brown? It'll make you happy and cheer you up. And Charlie Brown decides to do that. But as he's directing the play, he also becomes frustrated again. The kids in his class, they just want to play modern music and dance around for the Christmas play. They don't really care about the scripts or the costume. And the kids, they ask Charlie Brown to go out and get a Christmas tree, and they want this big aluminum tree with lots of lights and decorations. And Charlie Brown goes to the Christmas tree lot, and he sees a single little tree. It's a branch, a tree root, and small branches, and not a lot of pine on it at all. But he's drawn to that single little tree. It's small, it's bare, it's not big and aluminum, it doesn't have decorations and lights, and the branches barely hold the tinsel that they try to put on it. But he brings that tree back. And again, everyone is upset. They say, Charlie Brown, how could you bring that tree? It's so small, it's so ugly, it's not big, it's not what we wanted. They're disappointed in him, and Charlie Brown becomes even more frustrated. So much so that he screams out loud, does anybody know the meaning of Christmas? In his frustration, he asks, does anybody know the meaning of Christmas? And little Linus, his friend with that blue security blanket, stands and says, yes, I know the meaning of Christmas. And he starts talking about the passage from Luke when the shepherds were in the field watching their flock. And an angel appears to them and says, fear not, for I bring you good news of tidings and joy. That is the meaning of Christmas, to fear not, to hear the good news that is coming. Now in this morning's passage, we see Mary, who is magnifying the Lord with all her soul. It's called Mary the Magnificat. It's a famous passage that many know about. And when Mary talks about magnifying the Lord with all her soul, we know that earlier in time, Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel. The angel Gabriel appeared to Mary in Nazareth, for Mary was a virgin woman who was engaged to Joseph from the house of David. And the angel says to her, the first thing the angel says when he appears to her is, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. From now on, in your womb, you will conceive a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be the Son of the Most High. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. The angel says the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the child that will be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God, for nothing is impossible with God. So the angel is smart. He starts this statement. The very first thing he says is, fear not, because then he tells her all these things that is to be with the child she is to have. Can you think about how overwhelming that would be to learn that you will have a child that will be the Son of Most High, a child that will have no end, a child that will inherit the kingdom? How amazing is that, but overwhelming as well. But Mary, she is so faithful that later when she visits her cousin Elizabeth and hears of Elizabeth's birth of John, that she is to have given to John, she continues to magnify the Lord. She is not fearful, for the angel told her to not fear. And then Mary replies, here I am, servant of the Lord, let it be according to your word. We in this season, I think, need to learn to not fear, to listen to the words that the angel spoke, not just to Mary, but many people as Advent was approaching for us today. For the angel appeared to Mary, we know in Luke 1, verse 30, and says, do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God, when he tells her of the good news. The angel appeared earlier to Zechariah in Luke 1, verse 13, and says to Zechariah, do not be afraid. Again, do not be afraid. He says, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. The angel also, we know, appeared to Joseph, who was to marry Mary, and says in Matthew 1, verse 20, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Again, those words, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, for a child conceived with Mary is from the Holy Spirit. And then we know after Jesus is born, the angel appears to the shepherd. In Luke 2, verse 10, the angel says to them, "Do not be afraid." Again, do not be afraid, for I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. Over and over and over again, we see the angel. He is preparing the people. He is saying, "Do not be afraid." And in this season of Christmas, as we prepare for the birth of Jesus Christ, the celebration of that, we must not be afraid as well. We must drop our fears. Think about what you are afraid of. If I were to ask you in just a second to name something you're afraid of, maybe things come to mind easily. Spiders, heights, darkness, lightning, those kind of easy things that you can say you're afraid of. But if I challenge you to think more about what you are afraid of, what would your answer be? Maybe illness, maybe accidents, maybe losing a loved one. All these things are valid fears that we are afraid of. But then I challenge you to think more again about what you are afraid of. Think about spiritually. Think about your relationship with God. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of failing God? Are you afraid of failure yourself? Are you afraid of losing loved ones or being so angry with loved ones that you no longer speak to them? Are you afraid of not even helping the church out enough? What are your fears? But you take all these fears and think about Advent as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ. And we must learn to let go of our fears. As the angel appeared to Mary, to Zechariah, to Joseph, to the shepherds that night, he said to them, the angel said, "Fear not." For that is what the birth of Jesus means. Jesus means that we no longer have to fear the material things in the world, the spiritual things in the world. We must not fear anything because we have Jesus in our lives. That is the wonderful news. So when the angel first appeared to Mary and said, "Fear not," the angel said, "For you have found favor with God." And then we see Mary's wonderful response later on when she says in this morning's passage, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices, for God is my Savior." When you realize what it means to fear not, to no longer have fear of anything, because God is by your side, because Christ is given for you, then you know you have found favor with God. Then we can prepare to magnify the Lord. How wonderful is that? To know you are God's special child, God's chosen child, and that you then in return must be so thankful. It's not like children who sometimes say, "Oh, I'm going to be good for this month of December because Santa Claus is the one I want to please," right? I want to be good to get all the wonderful gifts from Santa Claus. No, we want to be good for God all year round because we have found favor with God. And then when the angel appeared to Zechariah, he also said, "Fear not, for your prayers have been heard." We realize that as well this Advent season. We fear not because we know our prayers have been heard. How often do you pray to God? Think about the person in your life who you currently talk to the most. Is it a spouse? Is it a sibling? Is it a best friend? Or is it even a coworker who you see daily at work? Who do you talk to the most? Hopefully, besides those persons that you talk to the most, maybe you talk to God the most. That is what we as Christians also must remember, that God always hears us. God knows our prayers. He knows what is on our hearts, but we must recognize that. As we again prepare for Advent and this wonderful celebration and birth of Christ, we must know that God hears our prayers. As the angel told Zechariah, "Fear not, for your prayers have been heard." We know today as well that we must not fear, for our prayers have been heard. So if you fear illness, and we do know many who have been ill, if you fear the loss of loved ones, and we have many even in our own congregation who have recently lost loved ones, if you fear being in failure or not living up to what God is calling you, do not fear those things. But pray to God instead to help you overcome these things, to surround you with His love, and to help you fulfill His call for you. Do not be afraid, but pray instead. And then also, when the angel appeared to Joseph, he said the wonderful news that you have received the Holy Spirit, and all those things are to come for not just Joseph, but the generations after Joseph, all through the birth of Joseph's son, to come, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. we must not fear anymore because we know the Holy Spirit is amongst us, alive and working. For Jesus Christ brought with him the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was present at Jesus' baptism. The Holy Spirit was present after Jesus' death and resurrection. And the Holy Spirit fills this church as well. This is again a part of the wonderful preparation we do together as we await the celebration of Jesus' birth. And the angels also, after Jesus was born, we know, spoke to the shepherds that says, "Fear not, for I bring you good news of comfort and tidings and joy." And Mary knows all these things, but she says, "A servant of Israel is coming in remembrance of his mercy." That the good news is a savior for all. And Mary reminds us of the people of Israel, the ancestors, and what they went through. The Israelites, we know, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, were enslaved. We know they were miserable. We know that they were still faithful through all these trials and tribulations they went through. And God provided for them and freed them and worked through them. And he promised them in a covenant, grace and mercy and love. And that promise then came true again many, many years later for the ancestors with the birth of Jesus Christ. So we know that we must not fear, that Christ brings all these wonderful things. The reminder that God hears our prayer, the reminder that we are in God's favor, the reminder of the wonderful Savior for all, available for all. So then when we say we fear not, we can drop all our fears. I want to show you now a fun clip from the Charlie Brown Christmas special. It's a neat thing that I've never noticed until I read recently a short article about this. And I'm going to play it actually twice. But first we'll just play it to see it for fun. And Jonathan, if you don't mind playing that clip.
Who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Okay. So this is very famous, and most have seen this at least once in their lifetime, where Linus delivers this wonderful message, quoting scripture, "The angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds and said, 'Fear not.'" But here is a neat thing that I read about recently, and I'd never noticed before. Everyone knows Peanuts characters, right? They all have their special quirks that makes them who they are, right? So Charlie Brown is kind of the one who is a lot of indecisive, but he's always trusting. He's like the good guy. His sister Sally is a pesky pre-K sister that's always asking questions and following her brother around. Lucy, his friend, is the know-it-all bossy girl who likes to control things and tries to convince Charlie Brown to kick the football, but she moves it away right before he kicks it. They all have their characteristics. Linus is, you know, the very easygoing, also younger brother for Lucy. But Linus, what's his trait? The blanket, right? He always has that blue security blanket with him. It's usually in one hand, and he's sucking his thumb. If you watch other Charlie Brown specials, Peanuts specials, Linus has his blanket with him, whether it's in the pumpkin patch when he's waiting for the great pumpkin, whether it's at school when he's in his classroom sitting at his desk, he'll have the blanket with him. They say that the character Linus always has his blanket with him. He's always holding it. But let's watch this clip again. And when he says, "Fear not," Linus, who always has that blue security blanket with him, that thing that brings him comfort, he drops the blanket. He drops his security when he says, "Fear not, for the meaning of Christmas is this." So let's play that clip again.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Okay, thank you. Did you see when he dropped the blanket? All throughout the Charlie Brown cartoons and comic book strips, Linus is always holding that blanket. At the opening of the Charlie Brown cartoon Christmas special, Linus is skating on this lake, the ice rink, and he's holding on to his blanket, and Snoopy skates by him and grabs one end of the blanket, and Linus doesn't let go, so he gets dragged around by Snoopy because he's holding on to his security blanket. And it is only at this time, when he says, fear not, that he drops the blanket. I think Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts, was very theological in his thinking. And it's amazing to think about, and if you know the Christmas special, later they use that blanket to wrap around that ugly Christmas tree that Charlie Brown brought, and they decorate it. The blanket is used for good. In a way, we are called during this time of Advent, as we prepare to celebrate the Christmas of Christ, the birth of Christ, to fear not, as the angel told all those people. To fear not, for we have found favor with God. To fear not, for we know that God hears our prayers. To fear not, for we know that the Holy Spirit is amongst us. And to fear not, for we know the good news of Jesus Christ, a Savior born for all, as we prepare to celebrate Christmas together. Let us pray. Loving God, during the season of Advent, yes, we know it is filled with hope, and joy, love, and peace. But we especially know it is also a time for longing, for we long for you and your Son, Jesus Christ, in our world. A time for expecting to know what you expect of us, God, and to drop these fears that we have as we prepare. For we are so thankful for the favor that we have found for you. We are so thankful that you hear, truly hear our prayers. We're so thankful for the Holy Spirit that came at Jesus' baptism and after his death and resurrection. And especially we're thankful for the good news, not just of Jesus' birth, as we will celebrate soon, but also of his life, his ministry, his death, and his resurrection for our sins. In your Son's name, amen.